Welcome back to The Brief by Kuro House, where we bring you the sharpest insights and the latest stories shaping the marketing landscape. Today, we're diving into industry shakeups, bold brand strategies, and the legacy of a true creative visionary. Let's get you up to speed with the stories you need to know. First up, a major media acquisition could be on the horizon. According to Adweek, Versant, the parent company of MS Now and CNBC, is reportedly eyeing Vox's podcast division. The New York Times broke the news that Versant is one of several suitors interested in bringing Vox's nearly 40 podcasts under its umbrella. This move would help Versant diversify beyond its cable roots, especially in the political news, opinion, and sports genres. While talks are still early, it's a sign of how valuable high-quality podcast content has become for media conglomerates looking to expand digital offerings and reach new audiences. In other media moves, C-SPAN and MS Now are gearing up for extensive coverage of the No Kings protests across the country, with reporters stationed in cities from New York to Los Angeles. Meanwhile, there's a changing of the guard at the BBC. Matt Britton, formerly of Google, is stepping in as director general amidst a $10 billion lawsuit from Donald Trump over a Panorama documentary. Over at Scripps News, former CNN anchor Allison Camerota is launching a new series, Connected, featuring in-depth interviews with leaders and everyday people caught in extraordinary situations. And finally, PBS News' Jeff Bennett just released his new book, Black Out Loud, exploring the impact of black sitcoms and sketch comedy on American culture in the 1990s. It's a busy week for media, with talent moves, new content launches, and some high-stakes legal drama. Switching gears to the world of financial marketing, Adweek spotlights State Street's CMO John Brockelman's unconventional playbook for success in a notoriously tough industry. Brockelman's approach starts with aligning marketing tightly with sales and business objectives, transforming marketing from a cost center into a measurable growth engine. He emphasizes the importance of simplifying brand architecture, as seen when State Street rebranded from Global Advisors to simply State Street, making their value proposition clearer to both retail and institutional clients. Brockelman also prioritizes data-driven partnerships, like the company's collaboration with the WNBA, which was chosen not just for prestige but because WNBA fans over-index as active retail investors, a perfect fit for State Street's expansion goals. On the tech front, he recommends a targeted, three-pronged AI strategy, optimizing marketing operations, personalizing customer experiences, and improving analytics for ROI insights. For Brockelman, the key is deploying AI where it matters most, rather than chasing broad, unfocused transformation. His career, marked by the iconic Fearless Girl campaign and recognized by Cannes Lions, Clio's, and Effie's, is a masterclass in purpose-driven, results-oriented marketing. Meanwhile, a fascinating trend is emerging as brands ramp up their public stances on artificial intelligence. According to Adweek, if 2025 was the year brands tiptoed around AI, 2026 is when they're planting their flags. Brands like Aerie, Equinox, and Almond Breeze have started calling out AI slop and tech gimmicks directly in their campaigns, positioning themselves as authentic alternatives to what they see as the inauthenticity of AI-generated content. This echoes Dove's early move against AI in 2024 and BMW's continued push last year. The anti-AI sentiment is only getting louder, with brands across sectors signaling their commitment to authenticity and human creativity as consumer anxieties about AI grow. It's a new era of virtue signaling, this time, about technology. Let's take a moment to remember a giant in the advertising industry. Adweek reports that Bob Schmetterer, former chairman and CEO of EuroRSCG, which became Avis Worldwide, has died at 82. Schmetterer's career spanned 35 years and was marked by his relentless drive to blend creativity with business strategy. Starting at Scarly, McCabe, Solves in 1971, he ran iconic campaigns for Purdue Chicken before rising to CEO at HCM Advertising Worldwide. As a founding partner at MVBCS, He worked with major brands like New Balance, Volvo, and NASDAQ, and was a pioneer in digital marketing, pushing agencies into early website and banner ad development. Under his leadership, the agency, later part of EuroRSCG, secured clients like Nestlé, Jaguar, and ExxonMobil. Schmetterer was known for his creative business ideas philosophy, encouraging agencies to apply creativity across entire businesses, not just in communications. His legacy is one of visionary leadership and a belief in the power of creativity to drive real business change. He leaves behind his wife, two sons, and a granddaughter, along with a generation of marketers who credit him for inspiring their careers. Finally, let's talk about the future of commerce. Adweek's coverage of the recent ShopTalk conference in Las Vegas highlights the anxieties and innovations shaping what's next. One standout development: Google's new deal with Kroger Precision Media. This partnership allows brands to target Kroger audiences directly on YouTube and, crucially, track whether those YouTube ads actually drive sales at Kroger. It's a big step toward closing the loop between digital advertising and in-store results, and it reflects the broader industry push to integrate retail media, ad tech, and data-driven targeting. The conference buzzed with debates about where commerce is headed, whether it's chatbots, seamless search experiences, or new retail media networks. Companies like Home Depot and Stratacache are wrestling with these questions, while giants like Google and Meta are making bold moves to shape the landscape. That's it for today's brief. We've covered everything from media shakeups and bold marketing strategies to industry tributes and the evolving role of AI. As always, the marketing world keeps moving fast, and staying informed is the best way to stay ahead. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your mind sharp, your creativity fresh, and we'll see you tomorrow.